again, the deceivers, falsely broken. Ain't no God. Ain't no God either, Ramada. He says so. Rush, Bhagavatama. Jose, Michale, is an Akara. It's only paying the original price. You don't pay the time of the exam. So he says, the cells is wrong, the deceivers is wrong, everybody's wrong, the Rambam is right. Only one problem. He never answered the original question. That's what the Mrs. Dhamma says to my Rebbe. I don't know. Jose, is an Akara. It's only paying the original price. You don't pay the time of the exam. So he says, the Rambam. The cells is wrong, the deceivers is wrong, everybody's wrong, the Rambam is right. Only one problem. He never answered the original question. That's what the Mrs. Dhamma says to my Rebbe. I don't know what my Rebbe's talking about. So why is it going in when I got it? How did the Rebbe get out? That's what he asks over here. From Evan to Ozzel, he says, yeah, the Rebbe, that's right. But he doesn't understand how it works. Like this. One second. Out of the five of the Torah, Ganev, the Gunna be Beisirish. Hey, the deceivers are going to be the Gazlan. Not a Ganev. It's not the Gunna be Beisirish. How can it be? Impossible. He's stuck. He writes in that, but then he writes in Nathan. At the very end of the Nathan, the last page. This is page Gimel. The beginning, Perek Aleph. Page Chav Dalet. The Masha Ebesi Perek Aleph Halacha Yizalet. The Masha Ulu B'Sirach Higayam. The Divri Admur HaGraf Zatzah. The Tavri El Shaski Is Nasik Zeyn Lechadosha. V'Ochi Nami Nasik Zeyn Lechadosha. V'Amadit Yisham Da'afil Amadit Yidivri Aritvah V'Arikimeya. Yesh Shechal Hatsan Al Nuskai V'Kivik Zeyla. Whatever, I'm not sure what he's saying over here. For Isiah Hakak, for Hetek Yedidi, for Divya Yedidi, Hagoyen, Noreno, Harab, Beis, Dalad. For Goral Ber, Goral Dov. Shlita. Shemevi Divya Rabbeinu. Humavua Shom. The Lezeh, Mahani, Tchilas, Maise, Hagneva. Humitzare, Maise, Hagneva, Le Maise, Hashvira. Say it in three words. One long continuum. Today's theme. Not a Pshia Richta we had before, but rather I say what? A Gneva Richta. I told you it was the theme for today. In Om Nom Uchidish Godel, I will for Ein Mokal Lamashah Ma'ari Shemazah, Ein Shem. Now, it's just a little too long. The theme is expressed beautifully by another Richta. It's the Imre Moshe. Did we have that this year? Yeah. Rav Moshe Sokolovsky, Ram Bebrisk Delita. This is the Ela Advar Moshe Dibet Moshe Lefnei Bachur Echemet Betuyonim Benalabinala Yeshiva Kadosh of the Brisk. Is there a prime was in Brisk? No. A prime was a Brisker Rav. He was a Brisker Rosh Hashiva. Okay. I was just a rabbi. He was a rabbi. You have a rabbi. He was a prime with a rabbi. And Rav Moshe Sokolovsky was a brisk Rosh Hashiva. Okay? And those years, it came out in 1921. That was after the Belbo was ready to brisk over then. But he was presumably in brisk even before that. Okay? But the brisk died. But Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger was a brisker dying with a rope, with a dying with a Rosh Hashiva. There was a big hymn of this. Wasn't whatever. Whatever it may be. Let me read you a few short lines for the Imre Moshe. Beautiful. He says it so beautifully. Look what he writes like this. Simon Lamed Beis. Rabosai. Here we're going to explain it beautifully. Simon Lamed Beis. Front Yud Beis. From Yud Dalad. Basically, it's a column, here to here. I'll have to read some highlights. what he says. The Gazlan, the Ganev, call Masha Hosef, the Hazik, as a Gneva, the Bashar, Kalod, and Havi Maisa, Kazurak, Mazik, who below Kenyan, Abba the Gazlan, call Hezek, Shaosa, the Hagneva, Havi Ganev, below Mazik. Why? There are the Amos, Kalod, and the Low Mazik, called Ganev, Eno Ganev, Raku Rega, or Rishon of the Food, and the Bechol Rega, Havi Rega, should Mazik, Esko, Hagneva, Vain of Mazik, Labai, who Ganev, Bechol Rega. What's the answer? Why did you have every single minute before this Al-Ghana? And it's okay, he didn't break it, broke by itself. Well, you only pay four. Well, you only pay one. You should pay four. Every minute, you don't give it back. You're a Ghana, the soul takes the cash. What's the answer? Look, that's it. For Kassans are back in Oath Allah. This is good day. Back in Oath Allah. You told me you already mentioned earlier this year. We had this year, so. The Kol She'ena Osa Maisik Neva Lo Mitzchayev. Same as we had before. You have to do a Maisik Neva. When the price goes down, I didn't know anything. It was worth four. Now it went down to one. It broke by itself. It broke. I didn't know anything. I didn't do a Maisik Neva. I'm only tired. So I'm only, it was worth one. Now it's worth four. So my only Maisik Neva was a month ago when I stole it. Since then I just lost it. It broke by itself. So I didn't do a Maisik Neva. Were not, but that would be the time every single second of the new Ghana. Listen carefully. One second. When I break the barrel, I'm considered a Ghana. Therefore, I'm tired of dollar the hay. Why? Why? Listen what he says. Listen carefully. Which is the Hiskel Ahazic Ayat. Give me your gimbal. We just base new dial primarily. The dial. We should the fees there, Mashik Ching al Rambam. The my time, the Chayef Kedel, the dial, the hey, Allah, Yukur, how have you gone, and I got it. That's the cash that's bothering us terribly. Sorry, Kedel, and Darmin, and the Mashik, and the Afghan, and the Mashik, Shiba, and the Mashik, who? We should the Kvar, yes, opinion, the Gimeva, and the Mashik, and the Mashila. Okay, no, Shaykh, up to the Gonev, and I got it. There I have coal. What are the next few words? Gneva, Akas, Arichto. That's where the lesson comes from. Gneva, Akas, Arichto. Lamed Beis, Yudali. Hey, Sadi Beis. Da Kinyan, Shaosa, Betila, Sakneva. Hoil, Aksha, Leo, Tato, Lagana, Vaidea, Hezik, Shaosa, Veloke, Mazik. Valkain, Mikri, Gneva, Akas, Arichto. Velo, Shayek, Aptur, Degonim, Menagane. That's the chat. That's Reb Chaim meant. If you look at Reb Chaim and Upper Skull in the Sefer, he says something which may mean this too. Gnei Varitzel, they have a tradition. The Ganev, he's a Ganev, and he's the Rabbi Chaim of Kedvel. She didn't know. So what is this chat? Gnei Varitzel. You should have two times. Remember what I learned? Ha'el and Arif from Yeshiva, care of the Avna, many years ago, if you learned that care of Ha'el and Arif, I remember the Rebbeinu so excited at Reb Chaim. He's the one who saved the day, he's the one explaining everything. What about Reb Chaim, Ha'el? Oh, no. All these years. What?
There was a distinction between Mazik, Bakash, and Shirin.
Shirin goes there. It's not called inherit. You're right. You have to look in the Rush. You have to look in the Rush of the Kama, see exactly what he says to see what the Raya is. You look in the Evan Ozzy. He quotes what the Rush is. Okay? You look carefully to see if there's a Raya. I think, yes.
Why did they use them to break themselves?
That's what the Imre Moshe said. It breaks by itself. I didn't do anything. It's not called the Maisik Neva. The name is called the Maisik Neva. You know when we had that? Who remembers? The famous sugya there with the Zohar Shachal Truma, he opens his clothes his mouth. I'm going to hold the whole discussion there. So big. Yeah, yeah. Let's have to look at the schema for that. Yeah. That's what we're running. Remember that? Gozal for the Yashua Bailam. Who bought Acher about hello? Rotha Mizego there. Rotha Mizego. We had a similar idea. Is it a Gazan? Is it a Mazik? Again, I don't know. Maybe yes. Let's leave it out for the moment. This is, hold on. Hold on. One second. Oh. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's what drove it after.
They never stop.
They never stop. They never stop. You can do another action. Rabosa. But what Barry said before, when we started, you know, trying to push it aside, you can't push it aside so fast. He really was Machabin to one of the Gedolius role. No less an authority, no less an authority than Rabbi Akiva. Akiva was bothered, and I was sugya, right there in his position on the tibet. Because what's going on over here? Here it is. This is the rabbi. Gona v'tavach v'shabbos potter v'men g'neva u'may ir yotavach v'shabbos afilu tavach l'mokros v'kol potter. So like a chiv g'neva. And he assumes in the Lashkin that he really would be tired like the Ritva did. Why? The Venire, Dilu Tzvacha Bechol, HaTzvicha Atma, Havei Gneva Utzvichu. That's the Ritva's Torah. Correct the Kribbet Yivege, the Avti Yishlom HaKeva the Gneva Utzvichu. Ein Lachayvo on HaTzvicha Mishim Gneva, Ein Gone Vachra Agan of Chayev. The Maishna Gone Vachra Agan of Chayev, Eshu Atma Chazor Gneva. You steal from yourself, what's the difference? You already got it. He says, what's the difference? That's the kasha here. The reply man says, why? Come on. Geneva Arista. He's different there. He has Barista. What? Come on. Sure it is. It's one long act of Geneva. I'm not different. It's one law of the neighbor. From the moment I stole it from you, the black you shut it, or break it, or eat it, or drink it. It's all one big act. I started it in your house. It's a little bit basic. Now it's consummated in my reading, drinking the barrel of wine. One long continuum. That's what kind of stuff. That takes care of all the problems with the toast, the receiver, the top of the shot, everything fits in. But if you give a different mala, I'm going to read it to you. Barry says, be called the Meshlama. Yeah. The ground is building. One of them gets to the punchline. Yeah. Yes. I take a knife to an ox that belongs to you. And I go, second before I shackled it was yours. Now that I shackled it, I carved out of there. The test is Torah Kedosha. If a person steals something, and it's a bad from Mokher, then it's time. It's called the belongs, all the shoulders, it belongs to you. It's called
the belongs.
Torah only puts the Gunavi Bain Station's Kayak paper. Never is the power of a full mouth of a basis. Make a blue sukkah? What about Torah? anyone say in the spot of the Tavach Hamach on the Beis Ha'ish? Say no. It's Vach Hamach Arach. Hamisha Vach Yisham Tach Ha'ash Shor, Rabbi Yisham Tach Ha'ash Shor. That's great.
Yeah. What's the normal case of
I steal your ox. I never read the words. It doesn't let me read. Because I'm going to Shlomar. Barry, listen carefully.
I'm listening.
Kela, Dagneva, Hoya, the Shabbos, Velo, Kom, Virshusa, Lashon, Chiyu, the Komle, Vidirab, Amine, Lo, Nate, Gana, Vizeh, Umishimachi, Vitovach, Vakol, Shabbir, Mikri, Gneva. He says exactly what you said. The guy's not a Gana. I kept screaming three times, there's a you, there's a no, I'm going to answer, whatever else there's from the Kasha. He said, he's not a Ganav, he's not a Ganav, he's not a Ganav. So he came back and said, he's not a Ganav. He says, how can you call a God in a Ganav? That's your Teretz Mamush, look at the Kimega. On our dock. There's your Volkana, hold your horses. I asked you before about it. What do you mean, he's not a Ganav? Did you remarkish the pen? I was trying to dare you, I was trying to dare somebody to say that he can. So finally I asked someone to David who doesn't mind accepting it today. He said, yes, hold on. Wait a minute. Be patient. Oh. Rabbi Kiva Yeh Kassav. Hodlo Mipsi Mishim Gona Vachar Aganam Haim the time of the Kevin to Bishas Tineva Rishon Elo Kom Bishus Tel Dushim Kiyu of the Kindle that call him Rabbi Minei Shabbat Mitzchai Vachaka Says Yom Vachonan Hey Grey Is to be Makish Shitzorek Lahostus Al Dvor To Moshe Kosov and Asivis Asivis number 3 Simen Shin Nun Aleph Shin Nun We thought of the father too complicated Shin Nun Aleph is easy. What does he say there? The kema the ain lo olav chiyuve gneva, ain lo gam ken kinyone gneva. Umishim hafi agona mi benu b'chayav, the karine be beguna mi beso ish. If I have no chiyuve gneva, because I'm a kama, I'm a chayav yitzadik, and kama the rabbi so I have no chiyuve gneva, if I have no chiyuv gneva, I have no kinyin gneva. I repeat, if I have no chiyuv gneva, I have no kinyin gneva. If I have no kinyin gneva, then it's still the base of ish. It's still labeled as what? In the home of the original owner of the object. What does it imply? So what takes it out of base of ish? Not the physical de facto reality that they took it out of your front door and you no longer have control physically of the object. Because as I said to you before, that's true in this case also. I'm even a bigger bump, even in Machal Shabbat, you're even less control. This implies that what's the definition of the Eilu B'Shusha? The halakha. Since I have what we call Kinyon Egzela, the average typical Gazlan, the average Gazlan has Kinyon Egzela, which have tremendous afterminis. He can be Kone B'Shinoi, with Kinyan Egzela, right? The Kulei. So too, because I have Kinyan Egzela, it's labeled as Einu B'Shusto of you. You're not in control, but I have Kinyan Egzela. Is that true? Who's right? We have two definitions now of Ein Rishuso. One is the factor, one is the Jew. Who? What does that mean? One means that because you're not out of control and I'm in control now, since Ein Rishuso, it's a simple pshat. I'm going to give a love the pshat. It's Ein Rishuso. Why? Because I have kinyonic daily. Once I have kinyonic, I have certain kinyonim in it. After being a pashino, you know, and other things, so therefore it's considered removed from your rishus halachically. Who's right? Which definition is right? Famous rule. Eilu ve'eilu divre l'shim chayim. That's the machlokas, the Ramban and Balamor. The fourth paragraph of the Kama at the beginning. Now, we're in the following case. Watch this case. This is a great case. I steal your keys. I steal your keys. I steal it and I hide it in the drawer. You take me to bed? No, I'm in bed. You take me to bed, Your Honor? Yes? You steal the keys? Yes. Where are the keys? Where am I drawing? Why did you do that? I'm going to practice. You beat me in the back? Yes. Okay, case dismissed. Now, Barry, who's the old original, he says, Hooray, Hakeez, Haheim, Hector. Not he's right now.
That's a different case.
Yeah. I didn't even back it, my girl. I said he was back.
Yeah, he did.
Well, then, it's a Balamor to the Texas right away. My bond says something. What's the discussion? No, deeper discussion. The Balamor learns what's the pshat in Ein Rishuso. It's not under Barry's control. I'm trying to keep it from him. The moment I agree to give it back to him, I haven't gotten around to go back home yet to get to the look of my drawer, it's right Ein Rishuso. The Ramban says, nothing doing. It's in my drawer, so I didn't give it back. I have to give it back to him in the hand, physically. Because if I don't give back to them, the Kinyone Xela remain. They're not talking about the deep. They just disappear by themselves. No, the Rabban says no. I have Kinyone Xela, so don't disappear by themselves like this. You have to give it back in the hand. Oh, now, let's go back to our region. Go back to our region.
Where's my focus?
Balamon, the beginning of the fourth parable. Repeat, the Balamor says, once I agree to give it back, it's already Rishuto of the original owner. But the Canada is de facto out of control, or whether they admit I agree to give it to control, it's back to the city of Rishuto. And my father says, no, it's a London, it's a Kenyan, it's a Jew.
So that's the question I mean.
That means that it's just Alpi Din, it's Alpi Aloka. It's a Kaalaka concept in a Rishuto. That's no matter who's in control. The Kenyan Zela. So now, now it's all in your name. Go back to our case. The Kamla and the Rabbi named Dick. Right? So Barry is. I just did before three times. Not a got him. It's not a got him. So therefore what? You're not a going to admit I got him. Now you ask the question. You mean to tell me Rudy can be Marcus to Penn? What are you going to say now, David? Yes. Yes, according to whom? Balamor Ramban. Only Ramban. No. According to the Balamor, I'm hiding the pen from you. De facto, you can't get it. So Mimela, you can't be Marcus. According to Ramban. Ramban says it's a lumdus. It's a lumdus of the Jew. It's a halacha. That the God has kinyon exela. And if you add to that Ramban, then it's Sivis. Who says what? That by Kovlei B'Dirabi Minei, since there's no what? There's no Chiyuve Gzela. There's no kinyan exhale either. Then you'll get like a Ricky Vega now. He's not a gonim and a ganev, because this first guy has no kinyan egneva, no chiyuv egneva, therefore no kinyan egneva. And ain't a b'shus of gunim basic depends upon kinyan egneva. That's what you wanted to say. But I needed a few introductions, but I got the way to affirm what you were saying. Took a while. But we got there. It's a whole new approach on both sides. It's not a time. Passing the credit. But okay, fine. Give Vegas. But okay, fine. Fine. That's a Vicky Vegas. That's a Vicky Vegas. So how will it come out? How will it come out? There are two approaches. There's Rabbi Chaim's approach, and there's the approach of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger's approach hangs on what? Hangs on the Nesivis and the Ramban. It hangs on a couple of assumptions. As it happens, these people seem to go on the same wavelength. As the Mepharshim point out, there is a Rabbi Akiva Eger in Bava Metzia. Hard to know what he holds in his machlokes. Take a look at Bava Metzia, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Gilui Hashas. Who launched time also here? The Akiva Eger and Gilui Hashas is as follows. Oh. Look what it says. The Gemara says a distinction between Karka and Metalplin. That Metalplin Nigzolim, the Komle Beshusa the Gazlin, Mikri Ene Beshusa the Nigzol. Abel Karka Ene Nigzelis, Vlokom Beshusa the Gazlin. In Cain, the Metalplin, the Gozal, the low kinyan, look at this. The low kumbh shusa da nigzal, vena chai bakhu yusa babakama yantes. Havika karka, the man chai shusa da nigzal. So let the kinyan yopalak bisho. Clear. The Rabbi Kivagan of Zion is learning this clearly, like whom? Like the Ramban, that ain't a vision depends upon what? Kinyan. Oh, so the Kivag is the Shitasa. And the Nesivis also is a step along the way. If you look at Memtes, Sipkot Yudzayim, the Nesivis also is like the Ramban. That's a whole interesting approach. That's the Kivag's approach. Only one problem. The whole Mahalach, as beautiful as the superstructure is against the Beferish Gemara. It's great, but against the Beferish, but from the black and white. You left the head around, didn't you? Okay. Tell us what's called Krav the Gemara right over here. The Gemara says, a guy with Baba Machteret, listen carefully, a guy is Baba Machteret, and he stole Kalim. She's Tata. Says the Gemara, you see, it's the last two narrow lines in Tosis Avo. Omar Rava, Rabba, Mistaber Milsa the Rav, Kishashiber, the Lesnu, Avo Notal, the Isnu, Lo. Rav is like this. Rav said, it's not with Rav. What did Rav say? You have to get this straight. What did Rav say? Rav said if a person was Baba Machteres and he stole Kalim, tough. You all know that then. That's Komlei. But there are many. Omar Rav. A Baba Machteres but not stole Kalim the Yotza Potter. Omar Rav, that's also over here. Logically, I would say that Rav is right. only if the cannon were broken. But if they're not broken, then you would be what? Said Rava, you would be what? You should be what? You should be chayav to give them back. The halo kim amarav, afilu notal. Even if it didn't break, even if he still has it, he need not return it. He need not return it. Mind-boggling. I ought to return a stolen object? Oh, there's only one way, the horror, to explain Rav. Only one way. And that is as follows. Rabbi Chanan explains it beautifully in Baba Kama and Sir Yudalit. Look what he says. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. You know, we had it, I think, once before. If we didn't have it this year, we certainly had it last year. You remind me about it this year, I don't remember. It's hard to remember what was when. If I steal something, what's the difference? So I have Kinyon Exhalus. However, Kinyon Exhalus doesn't mean the object is mine. It's still yours. I have Kinyon Exhalus. I'm calling it the Shinoi, etc. But I have to give it back. Why do I have to give it back? The answer is, what is the answer? Pasuk in Chumash. What will happen if I don't give it back? There's no chiyuv for me to give it back for whatever reason. There's no chiyuv hashav for whatever reason. What? We discussed, if you recall, either this year or last, if someone steals from a goy, according to some rishonim, you may not steal from a goy, it's a daraisa. But once you did it, it's yours. How can that be? What's the answer last year? What the answer? No chiyuv hashav. An eishes gzeil applies only to a Jew. So God is no chiyuv hashav. According to these discussions, so therefore I have a kinyan gzeila. No chiyuv hashav. The story is every kinyan gzeila would become a total kinyan, save for what? The chiyuv hashav. And for some reason, no chiyuv hashav, it blossoms to a full kinyan by God. I have another case of Rabbi Chanan explained so beautifully in Simeon Dal Baba Kama. Kamle b'di Rabba Minei. Kamle b'di Rabba Minei. I have a Kenyan Gzela. There's no Chiyav HaShava. Why is there no Chiyav HaShava? Why? Because I'm Chayav Nisa. Once you're Chayav Nisa, no Chiyav. Moment at that moment, comes out as a Kenyan Geneva, the Kenyan Gzela will blossom, if you will grow into what? Into a total absolute Kenyan. That works if what? Come on. That works if what? If a person under the cloud of Kamla B'Rabamine has Kinyan Gnera. A Zela. To have a Kinyan Zela. That can mushroom, that can build, that can grow, that can swell. Enough words, right? Into a full-fledged Kinyan. Because no Chiyuv HaShav. Behold, like there will be a Kiva Eger with the Nesivis, with their whatever other allies they have. Who say what? That if you have Kamla B'Rabba today, because there's no Chiyuv Geneva, there's also no what? Come on. There's no Kinya Geneva. Then how in the world do you get to a full and absolute Kinyan according to Rav if you go into the Mapteris and still Kalim? Does it make any sense whatsoever? Now, Barry, do this. The Valdig of Shad, Kiva Eger, he picked up a Nesivis, we learned about a Ramban, but against the Beferish of Gemara. Gemara is higher than any of those sources. As high as they are, the Gemara is higher. If you'll say the guy is the best of both worlds, he has Kinyane Gneva with no Chiyuve Gneva. But that's the way that looks. So then Givaldi. He has Kinyane Gneva. Right? He has Kinyane Gneva. He has no Chiyuve Gneva. So then Shalom Yisrael. Givaldi. But if that's the case, then Barry's Terrace is no Terrace. The other Terrace assumes a Chiddush Nifla. The Seer is Chiddush. And since there's no Chiyuve Gneva, there's no kinyonic neva. I submit, if there's no kinyonic neva, how in the world can you have a total and absolute kinyon if you steal the mapteris? A plea.
That's a question, of course. So the Gemara, you have the Gemara with the Ma'an, if they have the Gemara, and have no, also the Gemara.
Right. No, this is a few blad earlier.
So, I don't know, that aside from the Tokus Teres.
When's the Machlot of the Sugis, you want to say it?
No, I don't know. I don't remember the Sugis of the Tokus Teres.
Yeah, that's Ayin Dal, that's Ayin Beis. That doesn't answer the question. You have a tariff, Alicia? We weren't caught anything.
Fine. Now, what do you have to do for this? What do you have to do for this?
Whatever you want to call it. Bad if you go in and take it away from you. That's all. Finish. Because it's not your money. It belongs to the original owner. I feel kind of key if you have or don't have. It belongs to the original owner. This is a powerful kasha. Powerful. But, you know, if we're only Barry, we'd say he's wrong. And the Kiddos called him. But Hayyar said he has on his side, there are Bekiva Eger, and Mesivis, we can't say they're wrong. No, that's not acceptable. I think the answer is false. No, the answer is you have to go with false. The answer is, Rabbi Akiva Eger is wrong, the Mesivis is wrong, Barry is wrong, according to Rav. We don't pass him like Rav. We pass him like Rava. What did Rava say? Mistabra milsa de Rav kishashiber. The less no. But if the object is still around, you have to give it back. Why do you have to give it back? Why exactly does Rava argue on Rav? For Barry's reason. There's no kinyan zela by kom leba de Rav amine. Mimela, you have an obligation to give it back. Nafkamina. Listen carefully. What will be the following case? Listen carefully now. An in-between case. You have two extremes. One case, I stole the object and I still have it in my pocket. One extreme. A second extreme, I stole the object and I smashed it in the cellar, I said. I smashed it. Well, I'm still a rodent. The middle case, I stole the object in the cellar. Took it home. The next day, I decided to smash it. Mahadir. Doesn't say in the Gemara. Doesn't say. I don't know. Machlokas of Rishon. The big Machlokas of Rishon. Tosfos talks right over here. Tosfos says, Abol Notal the Isnu Lo. Afilu Hachi. Oh. We paskin like Rabba. Again, the time of the Rav Shashiva the lesson. Rabba not the least. No, if the object is around, low. We have to give it back. Afilu Ochi came in the Tavach Akre came Miftir ala Gneva. You do a Tzvicha subsequently, you are potter. Says post over here in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. Mistaba Milsa de Rav Shashiba. Vimtoma Michael Mashvlan. Tanina. Vishiba is a chavis potter. Vieshloma even mastis and have amina shiba be old of the machteris. For Mashvlan Rav. Afilu shiba acharka. Even if you break it afterwards, you're still a potter. That's what Tosfos is, both here and there. Both here and there. Why? Why? Go on through the Kiva Egas, Pshat and the Ritzvah, right through the Kiva Egas speaking. Do you understand why? You know why? The Geneva Chadasha. The new Geneva. Ah, you say, the Gonev in Aganev. What's the answer, Barry? He's not a Gana. Like you said, I said three times to you, he's not a Gana. You say back to me, he's not a Gana. Aye, but he took it out of base ish. No, he didn't. There's no kinyon egneva, no chiyuv, no kiyumim, no kinyonim. The sheet the yeshana. The sheet the yeshana. And our daf talks about this issue too. What happens if you shecht it or break it out of the machteris? The osis is your problem. What's the Hezra though? Why are you talking? So, let me stop here. It'll take me a little while to explain this. It's a delicate point, and I want to kill it when you're running out the door. You hear how we're holding out so far? We went through a lot of very fundamental points today. We even took what Barry said seriously. We found that the Sivas and the Kivega to back him up. We had a Gemara against him, and we somehow patched it up. The Machlokas Rava and Rav. Tomorrow we'll finish up with the Shita says, and then we'll go into the Gemara bite. Okay. Rabosa, let's chazer over yesterday. But we never quite finished it, and it's a good idea we review briefly what we discussed. The main discussion yesterday, there were two discussions. The first one was about Hezek Shenanika. And we came up to the start of one long continuum for the first time. Called it a Pshia Richta. Thank you. A Pshia Richta. That's the way we were able to explain according to those posthum who maintained that if a person was supposed to be sell the chametz in Erev Pesach and didn't do it. The Magen Avraham said if the chametz is around, you can reach chalav panecha. If the chametz gets lost, you have to pay. The question is under what condition? So the Parakayim said even the honest. How do you explain that? So we said that's the part the pasht of pshat. So really chayev immediately. The Parakayim said even the honest. Pretty sure. I think so. I read it from the start. Half men gave us a cut vote. Chayiv even be onus. The core kind of the Nesiv. So the Chayiv even be onus. Even on what's the Hezra Dover? So we saw from Abachonon and says, really, Hezra Shenanika would have been Chayiv to pay. Only thing is you get out by saying Resh Cholofanach. So for some reason you can't, for whatever reason, doesn't matter if it's your fault or not, makes no difference. The Chayiv anyway. That's Shita's one long continuum. That was the thing. A Pshia from the beginning to the end. So therefore, even though at the end it's not worth anything, but at the beginning was worth something. It's one long act of Pshia. But if it were not your fault, was not your fault at the end, you'd be problem. That's how we started the beginning of the Shia. And we spoke about the idea of paying back the Yisuri Hano. How do you get back the Sharon Isko? Gavad, they've been Torech over the Yisuri Hano. Well, what answer do we give? The answer is no fault. Why the no fault? Because was the time of the Shasta? He broke it or he drank it. Here he stole it, or the paste paper. Why? Kazuli, it's again an act of Geneva. The Geneva represents the beginning further away. I stole it from Yaakov. Now I give it to Elisha because he's even further removed from Yaakov. He's not going to be, he can trace me somewhere. I'll never get to the other. Who's Elisha? Never heard of him. At least that's the charge of him. They never heard of him. There's no Elisha that has a stolen good. So I'll never go out to get it. It's a Viking act of Geneva. This is what the works out of these people sometimes. Fine? Now, this is the major pshat, the main pshat in this idea of the Ritva. It is the second pshat. And the second pshat of the Kiva Eger. Facto and not under control. But the juror, the kinyanic zela, which the other guy has, so you're not considered a full-fledged violent, it's not precious. That's what the Ramban says. Not to mean I told you, if I come to, I can't, I have to cause the VP for shot in the Fanefa. I stole your tape recorder. And now I want to give it back to you. Well, give me. Well, that's in my drawer. I didn't know I would see you today. I didn't expect to give it back to you. I went to shul. I had to get a whole book with about Zayla, and I really realized it struck a chord in my conscience, and I had to tell him to get back to him. Where is it? But I didn't know. When I left the house, I didn't expect to be doing the two children. Then he bring it with me. So I have to wait tomorrow, I'll give it back to him. Meanwhile, that night, he's so grateful, he makes it called Hekish. Is that good or no good? But about Lamar, he's good, and I'm bound to it's no good. How much is it because he really agreed to give it back? Because I'm looking for good control. It happens to be long, and I draw. I'm about to say, no, Kinyonin! You have to undo it by giving it back in the hand. Oh. The Mela, let's go back to our case. So they have the case I stole on Shabbos. The permanent of the name. So the Rebbe Vega says that I have no Kinyan Ignatius. Why not? The opponent explains there now that Rebbe Kiva holds up in this TV. In Shin and Alice, the Club Malice. No, what did they say? No contract, no peace, what did they say? First verse is totally different. Remember what it's called, the two words? You know, Bnei Varitsa. It's a different mahalach entirely. Totally different mahalach. There's two mahalachim to explain the Ritzvah Shita that a person who sails on Shabbat and chefs on Sunday is five capon dal veh. How can it be? He's going to the Naganis. The two approaches. The first approach was Bnei Varitsa. And the second approach is, no, the second approach. Second approach is, he's not a Ganav because his first Maisik Neva didn't create Kinyonim. Why didn't he create Kinyonim? Because he didn't create Tiyuv. Why didn't he create Tiyuv? Because on Shabbat, some of the Rabbim in it. Yes. Well, the act of Shkita would do both. It would be Gneva and a Shkita. Well, normally you have to steal it first before you can slaughter it. Here, you're still good. That's a detail to tell people. That's so big. That's a technical problem. Hold on. So... yeah. Before that, but Yvegas when she tells him about when you see it Zion, so he yells that way. The problem is this is what that's over, the secret is against the affairs of Gemara. What Gemara? Omar Rav. Whoever my Ferret is the Rode, the Shiva Kalin Potter. The Rasta referred to over here in Tosin's Lamadala Lamadays, end of Dibra Maskal Avo. Rava says, the Sabbath most of the Rav, last narrow line, Sheshiber, bless no. I will not tell the Isnu, love. And what does Rav say? No. Well, Kim, I'm a Rav. Even in that kind of case, you're always going to be Pope. Pope says above the Sanhedrin, according to Rav's version, that Rav only said it when the Kalim are not there, Shita, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you have a Kobe Machter, it's Kotter. What's Rav telling you in Kiddush? Answer told to the Kiddush Zipla. The Kiddush, if you smash it, not in the Machter, smash it in the Machter, and about the Mishnah, you're Kotter. You smash it later. I took it out of the Machter. I took it out of the Machter, I brought it to the comfort of my home. Now I'm going to give it back. Rabbi wanted to say, but if I smash it, then I'm still puzzled. And others disagree. Many of you shown him disagree. If the Tosfos and Rashi are wrong, Rashi is thinking over here. If I smash, since I have to give it back if it's around, the only I'm puzzled if I smash it into my turret, then I'm puzzled. If I smash it after I get to the home comfort of my living room, when I'm no longer a road day, then I'd be tired. Let's discuss the sheet in our daf. That's the three shomans and hedges. Right over here, that comes up right over here in the sheet. If you look in the sheet, right here it's discussed. Oh. Well, let's go slow. What's the kasha? Because how do you say pshat and rav? The first against rav is not to be understood at all. I steal your tape recorder and while I'm up there, and then I put it into my drawer at home. Police come. They catch me. I see my fingerprints and I was going through the cellar there. And they have a proof positive. And they say the jury convicts me. Leave it to you. So therefore they know that the tape recorder is stolen. Right? No, I'm not going to give it back. My lawyer will say, I don't give it back to you. What's my lawyer's name? Rob. Not their lawyer. Rob will say, I'm going to back. How's that possible? The guy has the other guy's back. Haka. Was it Tava Vashati? He broke it or he drank it. Here he stole it. All the paper paper. Why? Presumably it's again an act of the Geneva. The Geneva because they're bringing it further away. I stole it from Yaakov. Now I give it to Elisha because he's even further removed from Yaakov. He's not going to leave. If he can trace me somewhere, I'll never get to the other one. Who's Elisha? Never heard of him. At least that's besides the point. They never heard of him. There's no Elisha that has the stolen goods. So I'll never go to get it. But Mike can get active name. This is what the works out of these people took time. Fine? Now, this is the major shot, the main shot in this the Rafinyane Zela and the Nisima says no. Not a good place to be. What's the matter? Yeah. No, but that's what the Nisimas was on the ticket line. Right? No contract, no fee, no fee, no key. That was in the Stevens' ticket line. No fee of no people. And Rav is part of the administration. There's no. There's no fee, but there is a Kenyan. And the Rav holds. Now is there a Kenyan, but that Kenyan can then develop into a full-fledged Kenyan governor in the absence of a fee of Hashava. So Rav is against the Stevens. That's the problem. So I gave you an answer yesterday. I asked the Nechinami. Rav's against the Stevens. The only one thing, good luck for the Nesimus. We don't pass him like Rav. We pass him like Rava. The Rava says what? Come on, what does Rava say? No, if the object is there, I have to give it back. If it breaks, you don't have to give it back. You have to understand now what the coup that Rav said is Rava arguing. Rav said about him. Rav said, I stole something. He caps me red-handed with the object, and has a name on it, and don't give it back. Rav says, I understand. The Rav wants to give it back. But Rav didn't give the fact that someone else can have Kinyan examine an object means that it's taking something away from you. Your perspective is a little bit angry with not because of the fact that we're not under control. But the juror, the Kinyan examine, which the other guy has, so you're not considered a full-fledged violent, it's not for Shusha. That's the Ramban says. Not to mean I told you, if I come to, I can't, I have to kakosi a visi pashati the panetta. I stole your tape recorder. And now I want to give it back to you. Well, give me. Well, that's in my drawer. I didn't know I would see you today. I didn't expect to give it back to you, but I went to shul. And now I get a whole list was about today. And I really realized it struck a chord in my conscience. And now I just tell to give it back to you. But where is it? But I didn't know. When I left the house, I didn't expect to be doing the two children. Can I bring it with me? So you have to wait tomorrow, I'll give it back to you. Meanwhile, that night, he's so grateful, he makes it called Hexish. Is that good or no good? But the Balamor says, it's good, and I'm bound to it's no good. How much is it because he already agreed to give it back? Because I'm looking for your control. It happens to be long, and I threw off. I'm about to say, no, can you order him? You have to undo it by giving it back in the hand. Oh. Mela, let's go back to our case. So they have the case I stole on Shabbos. The Kamen of the Rabbi. So the Rabbi Kivega says that I have no Kinyan Egnesi. That's goof for the Maslokas, Rabbi and Rabbi. Rabbi is talking against me once the Shabbos will say, but Rabbi is like me. That's exactly why Rabbi argues with Rabbi. For me. He was really having on the contrary. Turn the table. First, they said, oh, you can vow until Shrek. You turn the table around. But carrots, that's exactly what Rabbi argues. It's a riot to me to get that.
Claiming you see it from the so-called Midna going, the focus on the.
Oh, everybody agrees with you. From the wall to the Gan of Sam?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. In other words, it wasn't the Gan, it just happens to be in his Shrek. It really belongs to the Midna.
So
it doesn't have anything.
I'm saying a different case. It's not the right question. It's not really so strong. But even in the case where I have Kinyan Egnesi, you can still steal it back. If I steal your tape recorder, right now, I'm stealing it. Here, I'm hereby stealing it. Okay? And no problem with the Rabbi Minei, no, nothing. Ask the Anaganeva. You see it, you just take it back. This is what we discussed yesterday. They made it like this. So what the Kivega would say, well, Rabbi held is no... There's no app. There's no kinyan, there's no chiyav there, no kinyan there. No kinyan there is buried and it's not a ganav. It's not a ganav, there's no question of Golem and a ganav. He's not a ganav. The Golem and a ganav promise itself, I'll bear it from your kiveyah. Yeah? Good question? Yeah.
It seems like
I can just tell what's the really argument. The object is there, you have to return the object. Why? You say the whole question I had before, no chiyuv hashava, and no chiyuv hashava means the end of the kinyan geneva, and when there's no chiyuv hashava, kinyan geneva becomes a full-fledged kinyan. What do they argue on? So the nativist will assume that they'll argue on the point of kinyan geneva. So there's no kinyan geneva. You want to say on a different point. How can you prove it? Okay, the proof is in the Gemara. What else do they have to give it back? I can explain that Gemara in many different ways. See what it says. Yeah. Right, you know, that's right. Rather three assumptions, right? That's right on the board. Three assumptions. All right,
Big four. Oh, good.
Rabbi has three assumptions, right?
What are three assumptions? One, engage, drop, fishing the neighbor. Two, think of your option. A, review, I shall run. Well, actually, this wasn't one of them. So, question. Fourth step, no? Don't give a shovel. What's that? Three. Can't think of anybody. Believe. Heal my shovel. He can what? Can you go? Right? Why give it back to you? It's a chiyuv hashava. No chiyuv hashava, I'll give it back. I'm not sure. Don't copy this down here. Let's first figure out. Oh, so what is Rava? So the Rava argues from the din. What did Rava say? Ein tzarich lahavdir aveh. That explains. Tidik is Eva. Here I don't give a shava. Think a neighbor, please give a shava to the Gomer. Right? And Chayav Lahaz Aveh, Rakesh will give a shava, and here's the Kibbe again for the Christmas. The man has a Jim back over here. Don't give a shava, because it's not what going back to three later. Now Rabbo, one second. Rabbo says what? Zarek Lahaz Aveh.
What?
No kid.
Why?
What's the favorite expression?
Don't you?
I write that in the
paper.
You?
1199. Contract computer. Is that the name of the union, huh? Yeah. Don't ask me too many questions. Yes, sir. Wait a minute. Let's go slow. Okay? Hold on. What'll happen on both sides? What'll happen if he smashes the object outside the machteris? We said before. Hold on. Rashi and Tosis say a puzzle. Lefirova. The smash it, not the old smash it in the mouth there, smash it outside the mouth there. The Rashi and Tosis say a puzzle. Play mouth there, say. Don't do it. Ramban to Jechai. Ramban to Jechai. Now, if Rabbi Kiveg is right, and it's telling him it's full, what's Pshat? It's Barakas thing. The guy, the first guy's not a Ganim. Right? Ein Chiyuv, Ein Kinyan. Okay? I take the object, and I now smash it. What did it then be? One might have actually be tired. Right. You might even call it time. I'm stealing it now. I don't even a Ghana? No, because I was, as you said before, then I wasn't really a Ghana. Ain't Kiev, ain't Kenya. Oh. Hold on. The sheet of Yeshana on our daf, the one I asked you to look at, because it's favorite. If I smash it after I left the Machteris, I'm still puffed. Like whom? Like Rashi and Tosfos in Sanhedrin. What's the Hezbollah? How do you explain that? You know how you explain it? The altar one. Okay? The altar principle one. The altar principle two. You're also principle three. Well, hold on a second. You know, well, hold on. In other words, Rav agrees is the king of Geneva. And Rav agrees that it's common as Rav, that it's okay about Shabbat. That's why he agrees with. What does he disagree with? He disagrees with point three. Why must I give you back the object? Why must I give it back? So, Rava says, no, I have to give it back. I have to give it back for the following reason. You can say that there's no opinion. Bottom line, if I have the object, which is the same object which is precious from you, you can come level rather than able patently from monetary responsibility. Hey, who's your name on it? Rava argues in at least one of those accusers. Which one? What does Rava argue on? The Stevens will say, I know what he'll argue on. He'll argue on my accuser. Rebel will say, well, that is no, like you said, not a goddess. That is no chiyuv, no kinyan. Rebel will say, since there's no chiyuv ashava, no chiyuv zela, therefore there's no kinyan zela either. If no kinyan zela, the whole Rav system breaks down. So therefore, we have the answer for Kabbalah the Kasha. How can Ra? How can this people say against Rav? You know the answer is? Yeah, it's good to say against Rav. We pass like Rav. That's what the answer would be. That's goof for the Machlokas, Rav and Rav. Rav is talking against me, once the people will say, but Rav is like me. That's exactly why Rav argues with Rav. For me. Jesus really having, you know, on the contrary. Turn the table. First, they said, oh, you can follow until Shver. They turn the table around. But cares? That's exactly what Rabbi argues. It's a riot when they get that.
Plain see from the so-called Midnah going, the Kofas.
Oh, everybody believes in Jesus. Wild for the God of Sam?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. In other words, he wasn't the God of it, just happened to be in his possession. Really belongs to the Midnah. Doesn't have anything.
I'm saying, but you really, here's where the thing starts to creep in. Ein chiyuv hashavah means one name. Hashlumin. That's where we should go. Chiyuv hashlumin. Right? Avad in ha be'ed. Lo shayah. That's why. Now, if it would be, if you imagine, you would be potter. According to the first version of the Stephen, right? You always deny the whole system, the whole kingdom to begin with. This whole kind of stuff seems to doesn't exist. So if you broke it, then you'd be crying, right? That's the Ramban said. More than the people. And who will do it, right? So the point of this Shita is, who said so? Rashi, Tosfos. And how you look at it. What's Rava arguing Rav about? It's a fundamental point. What's the Machlokas about? It's not clear in the Gemara. Yes. So with respect to Hashlumen, once I did a kind of Kinyan Geneva, and I have a Kinyan Geneva, that King Geneva expands and expects such lumen into a complete kingdom, and then no responsibility to pay you anything for the color of the ground.
Right. That's
my question. Why should I be tied to Torah's mouth? Well, we pointed out before that a God is not a Chayavish in Mali, not a Chayavish in Ghana.
No, we're saying that he owes everything to him.
Because if you are, you are a guy. We don't tag you with the label of body. We'll count that if you raise the performance to lead to the next part of the year. Let's just hold on. Okay? Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Elsa. Oh. Let's now go to the next subject. Some guys may have didn't call everything, but okay, we tried. Yes. Why do we question in the field? Yeah, for the Stevens, all the other chats. Presumably the Stevens' chat is working with the assumption of what we're saying now. We'll have to go to what Mahala? The Malach over there, well, there's no kinyan, and the Pasha, there's no kinyan, to break it after Tibi Chavak and Ramban. That's what I'm saying, Pshat, Rebbe Kivege with the Shad of Yet. The Kivege said it according to whom? According to the Ritva, right? The Ritva, follow the Ramban, that's my simple Chayom, we've all usually followed the Ramban. That's one camp. And then, you know, the Sheep of Yishana is a Bechlau different camp. He can't have responsibility. He argues on this, he argues on this Ramban, he argues on that Ritva. People should not be in the Shikasa and argue on both of these conclusions. Perhaps. Okay. My boss said, back to Gemara. We're now starting a very interesting Gemara. We'll start sort of from that side, and then we'll come to the very fascinating question. The Gemara is as follows. Omer HaPop. Paisa Pora Gnubalo Tzvacha B'Shabbat Chayim. I'm going to say, I stole a pearl before Shabbos, I slaughtered it on Shabbos. I'm chayev what? Chayev what? What hashlum? Chayev what, no? Okay. Yeah.
No.
Again. I suppose a gnuvel of smoke of a Shabbos chayev. Because it's chayev with neva, kodem, shiyava, the use of Shabbos. Chayev what?
Kefil.
The pashtus is chayev. Kefil, the pashtus. I suppose a shu'ulalo of smoke of a Shabbos. Pasha. Rashi said. I suppose a shu'ulalo of smoke of a
contract on people.
The name of the union, no?
Yeah.
Don't ask me too many questions.
Yes, sir.
They also argue that if two men drive me at five, if the other field is five,
also that, hold on, one thing, slow. Wait a minute, let's go slow now, okay? Hold on. What'll happen on both sides? What'll happen if he smashes the object outside the machteris? We said before, hold on. Rashi and Tosis say a puzzle. If he roll. He smashes, not the old smash in the machteris, smash it outside the machteris. So Rashi and Tosis say a puzzle. Play machteris, don't do it. 1 second. Ramban says you're chayev. Ramban says you're chayev. Okay? Now, if Rabbi Kiveg is right, and it's telling him it's full, what's Pshat? It's arrogant thing. The guy, the first guy's not a got him. Right? Amalei, now you missed the boat. But Papa Shula Sashmina. Sad that I took Hamina hold them around Papa. So, Mishach Mashiach, who this Chayav Lebe Mizono Ser. We discussed last year. The moment that the Shomer takes the animal, he's Chayav to give it Mizono. Papa Nami, you might have said, Mishach Shela is Chayav Be'on Seho. In which case, what? You would not apply Kamala Bidi Rabbi Mene. Why not? Because the Chiv starts from when? Earlier, Mishat Shela. Kamash Malam what? Rashi. Shulah Sashmina, the Tovuk of Mishabat Pada. Tadana Chamina, my Papa, the Tovuk of the Poland, Hokanami, the name of Mishat Shela, Ramel, the Chiv, Kerem, the Tovuk of Mishabat Chad, Kamash Malam. Kaven, the Kotama, the Isa, Hadra, Be'ena. I shaited the Katabak law, called Gozilla. The Gzela is when? At the moment of the Tzvicha, which is when? On Shabbos. We say, Kamlei, Kudu Abavine. That's the Kiddush. A legitimate Kiddush. Okay? Any questions? Only problem I have so far is that funny Gerson, which Rashi crossed out. Any questions? That is common that Rabner is okay about Shabbos. That's why he agrees with. Why does he disagree with? He disagrees with point three. Why must I give you back the object? Why must I give it back? So, Rava says not to give it back. I have to give it back for the following reason. You can say that there's no opinion, there's no truth. Bottom line, if I have the object, which is the same object which is I took from you, you can come there with Rabban Nebel Tatali from monetary responsibility. Ain't no Mesu Mishalem! Ain't no Mesu Mishalem! We know that! Or the case may be. He's not Mishalim. You call us Mishalim? That's not Mishalim, says Rava. I'm not Mishalim over here. It's the tablecloth which I took, the same object. That's not called Tashlumin. That's a Rava hole. It's not called Tashlumin. It's the same object, then I have no right to hold on to it. I can't keep the object. It's not that shlomo in the world, it's not shayach kom lev the rabbi mina. Here's an interesting thing. If I smash it in the comfort of my living room, or when you're coming to get it, I'm on the hakas bit. You're coming to get the object. Right? The tablecloth is there. And you're coming with the marshal. Right? And the dinner be, if you just throw the coin to Shitas, we're about to give it back to you. When you're about to get it, I take it, I throw it on the ground, I smash it. Mahakas. I can't have to pay. Well, I'll have to pay you. Well, we went to the session. It's a Kinyan Geneva. Kinyan Geneva. It's called a Mirabine. It's not Kiva Shava. So therefore, I don't have to have no monetary obligations to you. But you really, here's where the thing starts to creep in. Ein chiyav hashavah meaning what it means. Hashlumin. That's where we should go. Ein chiyav hashlumin. Right? I will even have an end. Go shy of. From where we are in there. That's why. Now, Kamina would be, if you smash it, you would be Potter. According to the first version of the Stephen, right? He always denies the whole system, no opinion to begin with. This whole kind of stuff seems to exist. So if you broke it, then you'd be Chayav, right? That's what Ramban said. More than the people. And who will do it, right? So the point of this Shita is who said so? Rashi, tell us this. The Torah. That's how you look at it. What's Rabba arguing Rabba about? It's a fundamental point. What's the Machlokas about? It's not clear in the Gemara. Yes. Yeah. Ain't he Odea in Skayavti. You may know that there's a distinction between Enadem and Praticha, and Enadem is Chayavti. We paskin, Enadem is Chayavti, we call that Bori Vishema. We paskin, as it happens in Ksubis, it's also quoted, Lav Bori Odin. But if I say, Ksubis, you'd base in the day. So, the Gemara says, one of the biyotza, it's my one of the law many are there. Rabbi the Rav Huna Amri Chayev, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan Amri Potter. Who came among the Becheskes Mare? You don't say Bar B'Shem of Bar Yod. That's Ein Adem is Chayav. Ein Adem, Praticha, everyone agrees you're Chayev. Take a look. They're both, they're open